Well, Jeff, sadly, your last two county championship matches here have been affected by the weather and probably robbed you of the chance of two victories.
Well, I think certainly in this particular instance, we had a good chance. Winning. The wicket sort of deteriorated on the in the cricket that was played on it over three days cricket, and if we'd managed to play the full days, I think there'd have been a really good chance of a win. Can't fault the lads for effort. The batting on the first day was good in some decent sort of bowling conditions, and then we almost made them follow on. And then we batted. I thought we batted really well today, really sensibly, gave us a chance of winning. And then we're only vogues away from winning. I thought he played excellently, very steadfast, very sensible. And I think it's his last game for Notts this season. And he obviously wanted to go out with a telling performance, and he did just that.
Mm. Perhaps if he'd gone for five on the first day when he was batting, who knows, he went on to get 80, but he has been a thorn in your side throughout the game, hasn't he?
Yeah, as I say, we nearly made them follow on. We dropped one or two catches in their first innings. One of them was costly to Divinito's finger. The first one, Collingwood dropped a slip, wasn't too costly. It cost us about 10 runs, and then the one that was crucial was his. But that's cricket, and Collingwood catches a lot more than he drops, so no recriminations there.
On the plus side, you've actually increased your lead over Lancashire to 6 points. Warwickshire and Lancashire, the best thing you could have hoped for there was a draw, and you got that yesterday.
Yeah, that was obviously a fantastic four-day cricket, as this was really. There was some really positive play throughout this game. Both teams tried to get as much as they possibly could out of it. I thought Notts were good in the field this morning. But we still have, I think everybody has four games left. Somerset are making a strong bid now. I think they've got three home games left, and they're playing some really good cricket. And it's games like today that we could have really done with winning to sort of give ourselves a bit of a cushion. I think out the remaining games now, I think we've got to try and win three of them, which is going to be a tough ask. But the team is playing pretty well in all forms of the cricket, and we've got some really crucial cricket coming up.
You head down to Hampshire tomorrow on the plane. Will Divinito and Collingwood be with you? Because it looked like Paul Hurt is back today. Divi's finger's a bit of a mess, apparently.
Yeah, I think Divinito really won't feature in any sort of possible selection there. He's still pretty ugly around his hand area. We're hoping that Collingwood will be okay. David Miller comes in. He's been playing in the seconds this week, got a few runs, so he will come into the squad. Stokes, who hasn't played any 2020 cricket this year, will come in for possible selection, so a few changes here and there.
Although Paul's back has been a bit of a subject today, his wrist's clearly working because he signed a new three-year contract. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, that's great. There was speculation that Derbyshire had approached him, but we were very keen on getting him on board with Durham as long as he was happy playing his cricket. That was always the stipulation right from day one when he started playing as a sort of non-England player, if you like. And I think he's enjoyed it. I think he's enjoyed the challenge of getting back into county cricket. I think he's enjoyed some good performances in some cricket that's of a pretty high standard. Division One is a pretty high standard this year, and I think he's enjoyed that. And so 3 years of Paul Collingwood will be excellent for Durham, I think.
Is he likely just to be here as a player? Will he be captain in any way, shape or form? Is he likely to be a senior pair of shoulders that Phil Mustard can get advice from, a bit like Dale does now?
I think that the last of those possibilities is the most likely. I think he's had his share of responsibility. He just wants to get back in the ranks and play some serious cricket, get a lot of satisfaction from his own performance, and be of assistance wherever he can. He's a hugely talented player, a hugely experienced player now, and he's desperate that it's a slight transitional period for Durham with one or two young players coming through, and we've got to bring one or two more young players through in the next year or two, and he's going to play a vital role in that.